September marks International Deaf Awareness Month, a time to shine a light on the realities and challenges faced by children born with hearing loss and their families. In South Africa, as many as 6,000 babies are born every year with permanent hearing loss, yet most go undiagnosed at birth, missing a critical window for support. We are speaking to Sarah Lange, an audiologist, to better understand the importance of early detection and inclusive support. Sarah, tell us, why is universal newborn hearing screening within the first month of life so critical? And what difference does early detection make in a child's cognitive and language development?
Yeah, thanks. Such an important question and a great topic to be covering at this time of the year. So newborn hearing screening is a very simple, quick test that can be done on infants from as young as 24 hours old, and it really can change the trajectory of that child's life. So hearing loss can go undetected for a very long time, particularly because in most cases it's invisible. And when a baby is born, we don't necessarily see that there are hearing problems. But hearing loss can mean a deprivation of sound to the brain, and that, of course, is going to affect a child's ability to learn spoken language. And spoken language is the foundation for the majority of children to learn to listen and speak. Spoken language is then the foundation of their academic careers. So in children who are born into deaf families who use South African Sign Language, there may be a knowledge of the language and exposure to it. But unfortunately, the majority of children with hearing loss are born into families with normal hearing. So those families will not be experienced in sign language, and they wouldn't know the signs to look out for in terms of hearing loss. So children should be receiving a newborn hearing screening at birth. Their parents shouldn't have to be put in a position where they're asked, do you want to do the screening? Should we do the screening? Or the screening costs X amount. It should be an automated screening that provided the parents consent to it. And from my experience, the majority of parents do. We then know early this child's hearing status. And as I mentioned, you know, it's all about the brain. When we hear sound, we're building neural pathways in our brain. And those neural pathways become our spoken language. And our spoken language is what's going to allow us to learn to read and write and do well at school. And then, of course, open up doors for us later on in terms of further education and employment. So this simple screening test, which takes a couple of minutes, should be seen as something that is going to affect us throughout our life.
And the screening test, is it available to all new parents?
So that is really what we're advocating for, is that it should be available. In developed countries, it is available to all children born in those countries. They have a coverage rate of about 98 to 99% of infants born in their countries gets a hearing screening. But unfortunately, this is not the case for South African children in the private sector and in the public healthcare sector. And we want to see it available. We want to see that parents don't need to ask for a hearing screening. We want to see that it is available in all birthing sites or vaccination sites, and that parents get offered it at birth.
Many families in South Africa struggle to access audiology services and hearing technology. From your perspective, what are the main barriers and how can they be addressed?
Yeah, so a huge barrier is the lack of audiology posts in public hospitals. There is a huge need for more audiologists. Many of the public hospitals and clinics, and I speak mostly from the Western Cape, as that's my experience, but I know that the problem is throughout South Africa, many of the public hospitals are, they might have at most one audiology post. And that audiologist is then expected to do all the newborn hearing screening, as well as all the other audiology that goes into an audiology post, which is hearing tests and fitting of hearing devices, etc. And this is unfortunately not prioritized in a country where we have a huge burden on our healthcare system of life-threatening illnesses, accidents, etc., and diseases. So we need to prioritize audiology and audiologists and hearing technology. because there are many, many people out there who need this sort of assistance, either from a young age, like our children, and without it, they will not be able to learn to speak. And if their parents' choice was for them to learn to speak, we are essentially, you know, putting up a barrier that this child can't access it. And for all the children and adults, it's important as well, because, of course, what ability to communicate? And communication is a two-way system. It requires hearing and listening as well as speaking. And so it's audiology and hearing technology is a vital part of maintaining a good quality of life.
The Hold My Hand campaign emphasizes inclusive intervention services that respect both spoken and sign language. How important is it for families to be given informed choices about communication modes, and what role does the audiologist play in guiding them?
So the audiologist, after they have diagnosed an infant with hearing loss or an infant who is deaf, the audiologist will give information to the parents on what now? What are the next possibilities? Because one of the wonderful things that I always say with my patients is the good news about hearing loss is we can do something about this. We can improve this child's situation and life. And really the choice of which direction this family goes in is theirs and theirs alone. In terms of hearing loss, families can choose the spoken language route. In other words, their child can get hearing technology and hopefully learn to speak. Or they can choose a sign language route where the child will use their visual communication, eyes and hands, in order to learn the very effective means of sign language communication. The thing is that there are certain things that need to be in place for both of those things to happen. In an ideal world, all deaf children would have the ability to learn both, because, of course, being a part of the deaf community means using sign language, South African Sign Language. But if you want to be a part of your hearing family or the hearing society, then you would need technology and spoken language. Unfortunately, because of our resource-constrained setting in South Africa, most children do not get to do both. And many families don't always get to make this choice. For example, if a child is diagnosed too late with hearing loss, they may well not be eligible for something like a cochlear implant. Because cochlear implants are extremely expensive, and we know that the earlier a child gets it, the better they are going to do. They are not always available from public institutions for children older than 3 and 4 years of age. And therefore, by the time that family has found out, maybe at 3 years of age, that their child has a hearing loss, they are already out of criteria for a cochlear implant, and that family's choice of communication is then taken away, which is devastating.
And what kind of support do caregivers or parents need when they first learn that the child has hearing loss? And how can healthcare professionals better empower these families to make decisions early enough to change their child's future?
So it's so important to realize that if a family chooses a particular route, that they really need guidance and, as you said, early intervention in that area. Parents need to learn how to communicate with their deaf child in the particular mode that they have chosen, whether it be sign language, in which case the family needs to immerse themselves in that language because they constantly need to be better than the child in that language. Like any language, in order to learn it, you need to be immersed in it. It needs to be something they're using daily and something that they are proficient in order to teach their child. Early intervention is also extremely vital for children who get technology because the technology is not actually the miracle. What the brain does with the technology is the miracle. So hearing what goes on around you is one thing, but becoming a true listener is something that needs to be taught to an infant who is born with hearing loss. And so in terms of if we get hearing technology, we really need to be putting those children into intervention programs where their parents get guidance. And it's essentially a type of therapy, a listening and spoken language therapy, or auditory verbal therapy as it's known. But the parents get guidance on how to make every moment a listening and spoken language moment in this child's life.
With International Deaf Awareness Month and International Week of Deaf People being marked this September, what message would you like to send to policymakers, healthcare providers, and the broader community about the importance of universal newborn hearing screening?
So, deafness is in some people's minds a disability, and in other people's minds, it's just a part of who they are. The important thing is that we know if somebody is deaf. And unfortunately, in young infants, we can only know this if we screen them. And the earlier we screen them, the more information we have and the better they will do later on in life. And until the government mandates this, it is not a reality for South African children.
International Deaf Awareness Month reminds us that every child deserves the chance to hear their name, share laughter, or communicate meaningfully with their loved ones, whether through speech, sign language, or both. By prioritizing early hearing screening, strengthening access to audiology services, and supporting caregivers, South Africa can give its children not only a voice, but also the opportunity to reach their full potential. OFM News spoke to Sarah Lange, an audiologist, to better understand the importance of early detection. Zenande Mbame, OFM.